You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 5-1. Daniel Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win is 5-1. Derek, Daniel Sturridge off the mark for the season last weekend against Villa. It's obviously imperative for Liverpool that he continues scoring. It's worth noting, though, that his last 8 goals have all come at Anfield. Little to choose between the two teams here as far as the prices are concerned, Derek.
Yeah. Well, if you're on Merseyside, you get 100 different opinions about this game if you spoke to 100 fans. I mean, every Liverpool fan I've mentioned, as everyone Liverpool fan I've talked to fears the worst. Every Everton fan I've talked down to fears the worst. When I asked them what the worst was, they said it was talking to me. I've got to go for Everton here. I just can't have Liverpool at any price. They're just not playing well enough. Yeah, I know that Sturridge made a big difference to them last week, but it was against Villa. This is against an Everton team who I have been massively impressed with. Even when they were, even against West Brom when he was 2-0 down, he thought, what are they doing, allowing West Brom to score 2 past them? I thought they had something up their sleeve. And every time I watched them, they've impressed me. They haven't beaten Liverpool in a Merseyside derby at Goodison for a while. I think that'll change. It's been 3 draws the last 3 seasons, 2-2, 3-3 and 0-0. But I fancy Everton for my life here, I really do. Just can't have Liverpool. And then, if we're pinning everything on Daniel Sturridge, who's played about 2 games in the last year. I mean, we are at a sorry pass if you're a Liverpool fan. Sorry, it's Everton for me.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is at the moment, though, Derek. And if you're thinking about backing Liverpool at 13-8, you've got to look at that headline offer for Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win, because if he doesn't, who is going to? I suppose Coutinho could pop up, but they'd be the two, wouldn't they? 5-1, Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win. Lee, we haven't got any card markets on this match at the moment, but they will pop up, and this is known in some circles as the friendly derby, but there've been a few cards in this derby in the past as well. 146 yellows and 16 reds since the start of the 2000 season. And as an interesting aside here as well, Martin Atkinson is the ref on Sunday. It's his 5th time officiating a clash, but first at Goodison since he wrongly sent off Jack Rodwell for that tackle on Luis Suarez. That was back in 2011. There's no doubt the Evertonians won't have forgotten that. And he sent off a couple of players in Liverpool's 1-0 win at Anfield back in February 2010 as well. Sotiris Kyriakos and Stephen Pienaar were both sent off on that occasion. So could look at the cards here.
Yeah, you could. I mean, there was that stat that we used to trot out all the time about that being the most red cards in any Premier League match. I think it might be overtaken now.
No, but it still is.
But there haven't been many reds recently. The interesting thing about the cards, before we go into the match preview, is that when you look at the Goodison Merseyside derbies, cards are much more prevalent. You look at the last game, there were 5 yellow cards, 4 for the home team. You look at the previous Everton home game in the Merseyside derby, you had lots of yellow cards there as well. There were 7 in that match. Again, Everton winning the count there, 4-3. So, if you're looking at when the card markets do pop up, I'd say Everton to have the most booking points. You mentioned the price, 13-8, 19-10 now. It's just changed. You look at these prices. I mean, Derek usually is the man who looks at the prices here. 7-4 Everton, the draw 9-5, Liverpool 19-10. Now, I'm all over the draw here. There have been 5 draws in the last 6 Merseyside derbies. Even 3-3s and 2-2s, by the way. So it takes something to get a draw with 6 goals and 4 goals in the match. Obviously, the only game where there wasn't a draw was that 4-0 win in 2014 when Suarez, Sturridge and Gerrard ripped Everton to bits in a half an hour spell spanning half time. But obviously, that was an incredible team that they had together at that time. I think the draw is the best bet here, because I don't think either team will be looking at this as a game they want to go and win more than the one that they don't want to lose. I think for Brendan Rodgers, it's a huge game for him, and not losing will be crucial. I think they'll approach the game in that manner, and they'll try their best to play the way they did, obviously, at Arsenal, which was fantastic. I don't think they'll be quite as attacking as that, because I think the confidence has been hit. So I think they'll have the kind of possession that they had in that match, and they'll try and keep the ball. And I just wonder about if Everton will be brave enough to go for them, and if they've got it in them to actually go and win this game, Everton. That I do like the draw, I must admit. I just think it could be a bit of a letdown. And you look at Everton's home form spanning the summer. One win in 5 home games at Goodison Park. Now, they've played Man City in that run and Tottenham, lost to Sunderland, drew with Watford, and of course beat Chelsea. That Chelsea game, everything they hit went in. Naismith doesn't score a hat-trick.
They had four shots on target, didn't they?
Yeah, Naismith scoring a hat-trick from the 17th minute. That doesn't happen every day. I think that's a little bit of a fluke. I think that result is massaged a little bit. Having said that, Liverpool's away record, one win in seven, you know, spanning the summer. Admittedly, in that run, they've been to Man United, they've been to Arsenal, they've been to Chelsea, they drew at Chelsea and Arsenal, and also started that run with a game against Arsenal as well when they lost 4-1 back in April. So, you know, they've had some tough games. Safety first here. I'm just going to play the draw at 9-5. But that look, just lifting Liverpool over that price is tempting me a little bit. But
19-10.
I'll go. Just because of the price. Just because of the price, really. I mean, the fact that you can back Liverpool to win a game when I don't think there's that much between these two teams at 19-10 is draw 9-5. I'm not being tempted.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.